This report is brought to you by Charles Thorngren of Noble Gold. Noble Gold specializes in including precious metals into your individual retirement account. Why? Because the price of metals, especially silver, has been beaten down for years. However, the price of silver has to start rising because of the constant demand for silver in electronic devices. So, silver's price may be ready to pop. Talk to Charles Thorngren at Noble Gold, and he'll give you a quick, honest, no obligation assessment.
As it is now, most companies store their IRAs in Delaware. We are the first national gold company that can actually store in Texas for gold IRAs and silver IRAs.
Is that where most of your business is in Texas?
It's not. We do across the globe. Has all the same controls. It's state-of-the-art. All the security is the same. The insurance is the same, except it's completely segregated. The entire vault is segregated. No one's metals are mixed. It's the only way to verify that if you take your metals out, you're getting exactly what you put in.
Good afternoon. I'm still reporting on voter fraud. Vice President Mike Pence today had an organizational call with the new members of the election fraud panel that President Trump asked to be created. The Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity will meet for the first time on July 19th in Washington to investigate widespread reports of not only election irregularities throughout 2016, but in the previous presidential cycles as well. On Monday, a Harrisonburg, Virginia paid Democratic Party worker pled guilty to registering dead people to vote. We reported on this story in report number 1230 on October 2nd of last year. Andrew Spiels, age 21, was caught registering the name of a deceased father of a Rockingham County judge in a Democrat registration drive. Spiels admitted that he created 18 fraudulent forms himself from data gleaned from Virginia Democratic Party walk sheets, but claimed that no one else participated in the crime. He will spend the next 6 months in jail. However, experts believe this was part of a much larger plan to allow Democrats to falsely vote, perhaps by absentee ballot, using the fake registrations. Nationwide, the scale of such schemes could be enormous. A new study shows that the number of non-citizens voting in the 2008 presidential election is likely far greater than previous estimates. A research group out of New Jersey called Just Facts took a fresh look at post-election polling data from a Harvard YouGov study and concluded that as many as 5.7 million non-citizens voted in the 2008 election that sent Barack Obama to the White House for the first time in his race against Senator John McCain. In that race, Obama beat McCain by 9.5 million votes. However, if 5.7 million illegals did vote, that would be nearly 4.5% of the total vote in 2008. In 2012, Obama beat Mitt Romney by a mere 4.9 million votes. Last year, California started providing illegals with legitimate state driver's licenses so they could vote in the presidential election as well. Democrat Hillary Clinton beat Donald Trump in California by over 4.2 million votes in that state alone. Vice President Pence, who leads the election fraud panel, told the commission members in yesterday's phone call, "The integrity of the vote is a foundation of our democracy. This bipartisan commission will review ways to strengthen that integrity in order to protect and preserve the principle of one person, one vote." I'm still reporting from Washington. Good day.